afternoon. It is just a little bit past seven bells of the afternoon watch. And we had a little bit of a disconnect challenge, which my dear and good friend and colleague, Captain O'Brien, solved, and we are now back on the air. I am broadcasting to you live from a captain's chair, not on the magical Isle of Vashon, but from Boston Logan International Airport. And in fact, I am not in the airport itself, but I am comfortably sitting up in a sort of captain's chair in Embassy Suites by Hilton. And I'm going to RON here tonight and then take a very early flight tomorrow morning to Buffalo. Now, I know that I mentioned maybe even as much as 2 weeks ago, because, of course, I was not able to broadcast live or at all last week. Last week, I was in the air over Missoula, Montana, en route to Thanksgiving with my sister in, of all places, Essex Junction, Vermont. So no broadcast last week at all, and I'm confident that Captain O'Brien put in a good substitute previous broadcast, but this one today is coming to you live, unrehearsed, and unscripted from the Embassy Suites by Hilton at Boston Logan Airport. And I'm here tonight because there is a bad weather system that is working its way across New England, and right now it is raining in Boston Logan, but tonight it is threatening to go way down below zero, which means that my flight might be delayed. It's going to be a little bit tricky with the de-icing and all of those things, but I have such great faith and confidence in Captain O'Brien. I know that he would warn me if he felt that there was any danger or risk, which I would not be willing to accept. And I'm willing to accept quite a bit in the way of danger and risk in order to accomplish my mission. And my mission, ultimate mission in Buffalo, is for the wedding of one of my granddaughters. A little bit unexpected. A little bit short in the lead time, and I had to add on to this trip, but I made it all fit. I used to have this really great travel agent, but now I'd have to do all of my own travel arranging, and the potentiality for mistakes is high with my own travel planning. But I think I got this one right, and I returned to the Magical Isle late on Saturday night in time to preside over the annual and traditional open house at Point Robinson. I'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit farther on in the broadcast, but the binnacle list this week is a particularly sad one for me. 2 weeks ago, when I was broadcasting to you live from the captain's chair in the Gene Bosch Memorial Studio, I mentioned that my friend Sharon, who was one of the first friends that came to me in my relationship with Mary R., had been moved downstairs and had been put into the care of hospice. And it was our hope and expectation that we would all have a little bit more time together. That was not to be. And a couple of days before Thanksgiving, Sharon crossed her own bar. All of this happened while I was in the travel business, and so I was waiting for signals both from her daughter, who had been taking care of her in particular, and from other members of the family to find out what was going to be the funeral arrangements, such that if it were all possible for me to rearrange or adjust my travel to go to Sharon's funeral or memorial service, I would do that. It turns out that because Sharon's husband, Jim, who I know I've talked about on this broadcast, he is retired from NSA, the National Security Agency, the code-breaking people and the code-issuing people. And he also is not well. And so the whole business of organizing a proper and seaman-like departure ceremonies for Sharon have been particularly complicated and sad. It turns out that the decision had been taken that the ceremony itself will be just for Sharon and Jim's children and for Jim himself. In other words, just for a very few people. And they're going to use some system, something like Zoom, for people who could not be there. But the timing for the ceremony, for me to watch it on Zoom, coincides with my gate call for my flight to Buffalo by way of Dulles, IAD. Isn't that a kick in the butt, to go to Buffalo by way of Dulles? And so I'm going to have to watch it from an archive. All of this has been added to the challenges of moving around New England in a motor car in some snow and other weather challenges, but your captain is not daunted, and all is well from my side. All of my other people who we have been sending strong signals to on the binnacle list are either improving or are steady as she goes. This is true of my friend Cece in Amsterdam and Josh in North Carolina and all of the other people who are known between you and me, all of my Coast Guard people on the Coast Guard channel. Everybody is either holding their own or is waiting for test results, but all is at least the only crossing of the bar is this very sad one for your captain, for the loss of my friend Sharon. The reason that I'm going to Buffalo is that my granddaughter Madeline, she of the Fairbanks family, had been going to school in Buffalo, and in a somewhat unannounced to the rest of the family, romance has fallen in love with a young man, and they are getting married on Saturday. I was able to adjust all of my flight arrangements. It was beginning to look as if no one from the family was going to be able to be there for several reasons. And I knew that it was necessary that there be somebody from the family there. And so I was able to make those adjustments and those arrangements. Since then, Stephen and Hannah and two of the girls from Fairbanks are also going to be there. So we'll have a good representation, and it will be a lovely, if somewhat poignant, time. And then I get out of Buffalo. I hope I can get out of Buffalo to fly back to the magical Isle of Vashon on Saturday night in time to preside over the open house at Point Robinson. I've done this every year, and this year, I believe, is about year number 20, where we have the Lighthouse Santa. We're the only lighthouse in the world that has its own Santa. And I make my chili from the deck plates up. Last year, because I was just starting my treatment plan and I didn't know what was going to happen, I didn't know how I was going to feel, I decided to pass over Christmas, and I did not make my own chili. My daughter Heather made it last year. This year I've made it myself. It is waiting. It's all made. It's in the freezer, and it is just waiting for my return. We have live music, and the lovely Carol with incredible energy has been heading up all of the other arrangements. It's going to be a great event. Anyone who is in the area on Sunday the 7th, which of course is also Pearl Harbor Day, and I will mention that when I finish with this, that if you are in the area, come between noon and 4 o'clock. If you need to make amends with the Lighthouse Santa, he is ready and waiting. And Carol and her people have put together a wonderful buffet lunch. We have live music of the season, and I preside over the lighthouse. That's from noon until 4 o'clock at Point Robinson Light Station on the Magical Isle of Vashon on Sunday, 7 December. It is, of course, Pearl Harbor Day. 84 years ago, the Empire of Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. They came across the cane and pineapple fields down the Wahiawa Valley. If you go to Ford Island today and you want to see the Hulk of the Arizona down on the bottom, you can still do that. And as you look up into the valley, you can see the route that the aircraft took as they came down the valley. It looks pretty much the same today. They still grow pineapple. They still grow cane sugar in the valley, and it looks very much the same today across along the Ku'ulau Mountains as it did 84 years ago. It all serves as a good reminder of the value of an enlightened occupation. For Japan today is our greatest ally in the Pacific. It is a little bit off-putting to me because I remember where I was. I was, 7. I was 7 years old when the announcement came over the radio at our house in Annandale, Virginia. The same house that I lived in with my mother while my father was overseas during the war. And I remember exactly what I was doing. I wasn't doing much of anything. It was leading up to Christmas, and I remember the announcement. And I remember during the war, the hatred for the sight of both the rising sun and the red disc flags. It's a little off-putting for me, but I've gotten over it. To see when we have joint defense meetings, for example, with the representatives of the Japanese government. And we still have a joint base in Yokosuka, a joint U.S. and Japanese base in Yokosuka. But it's still a little bit off-putting to me to see the two flags together and the people now working together. I'm not saying that it's anything except a good thing, because it is. It's just a little bit strange. How about that? How about strange today from the captain's chair? And now the Japanese have a lady prime minister, and she's apparently a pretty tough gal. Her theme is work, work, work. The Japanese have always been hardy workers. They have to be in order to feed themselves in those islands. So I feel very strongly every time I go to Hawaii, I go out to or try to go out to Ford Island. I did not make it the last time, but I know that it is incredibly important that we remember our history, and that we remember in particular how it ended and all of the events that took place after that, which have led up to the partnership that we now have with the Empire of Japan in the Pacific. My travel this trip started off at Essex Junction, Vermont, with my sister. It was a bittersweet time because my brother-in-law, Jack, has now been gone for just a year, and I presided over the table of a much smaller group this year. There were a couple of people who were missing for various reasons, and that added to my sense of a little bit of disquietude. But I love being with them, and it was, in the aggregate, it was a lovely time. I went from there to Mechanic Falls, Maine. Mechanic Falls, Maine is now the home of some people who were with me in the Sioux, and with whom I have remained close over all of these years. And now they are living in Maine. It's maybe 150 miles from Essex Junction to Mechanic Falls, Maine. And then I drove from there down to Boston, and now tomorrow Buffalo for this family wedding. I tell you all of this because those who may be concerned that I may be stretching out my stamina, be not concerned. I'm doing really, really well. I am, and one of the things that makes a huge difference is that I no longer am encumbered by Mr. Foley, either internally or externally. That makes a huge difference both in the logistics and in the physical discomfort part of it. I've started to walk a little bit more in the airports. I still cannot handle the long-distance trek at Chicago ORD or Washington Dulles IAD. I still get a lift from the lovely people who push the carts around. I still do that, but I'm cutting back on that, and I feel like maybe by the middle of 2026, for which I have a very ambitious travel plan, I will be able to do almost all of the walking on my own. I am counting on that happening. One of the things that the Lighthouse Santa does is that he also gives out candy, and I help Santa by providing both the uniform of the day and also the candy. And so I went to pick up some, and there was a bag there of dum-dums. Now, all of you of advanced chronology will remember that dum-dums were so big that you could hardly get them into your mouth. They have a ridge on them, which is one of the characteristics of the dum-dum theme. All of you will remember that. I am here to tell you that the size of the dum-dum today has now been reduced such that should one choose to do it, one can get two dum-dums in each cheek, port and starboard. They have the same flavor that I remember from my truncated childhood, but they are much, much smaller, which led me to an inquiry. And that inquiry was to examine the size of the cans of various commodities in the cabin pantry in Captain's Quarters. And I discovered that at least one of these commodities, a drink which I particularly favor called Plumado, is not in a 12-ounce can. It is in an 11.5-ounce can. That strikes your captain as cheating, and I am not going to stop buying Clamato in 11.5-ounce cans. I am just going to whine, mule, and puke about it on this broadcast because it is, after all, my broadcast, and I get to do that. But I'm warning you that if you go for dum-dums for your grandchildren, be prepared for them to be of a much smaller size. Today is proclaimed to be Giving Tuesday. I haven't made a big thing of Giving Tuesday this year, partly because I'm not on the magical Isle of Vashon, and partly because we're about ready to begin our Old Mr. Winter fundraiser, and I will have something to say about that because I will be making a donation on behalf of all of us and will be giving all of Captain Joe's people the opportunity to make their own donation should they choose to if they would like to help support the Voice of Vashon and help keep your captain up in the captain's chair. So I will be talking about that maybe starting next week, when I will be back in the on the captain's chair, in the captain's chair, on the magical Isle of Vashon, broadcasting live. And I had, as I went through the traffic today to write my checklist for this broadcast, I went on to the Naval Institute site. I am a life member of the Naval Institute, have been a member since I was a cadet at the Academy, which is something like 70, well, it is, it's over 70 years. And as a life member, I get all kinds of notifications. And this notification was their weekly summary of important traffic. And for the first time, I noticed that there was a government accounting office report on the offshore patrol cutters. You all will recall that it was my intent when I went to Key West for the September reunion of my Vietnam ship, Ingham, that I was also going to go by way of Eastern Shipbuilding in Panama City. But I wasn't able to get anybody to be fully responsive to my queries, and so I scrubbed that or postponed it. I didn't scrub it. I postponed it. I moved it to another calendar. And in 2026, I am going to Panama City, to Eastern Shipbuilding, and find out what there is, how much of the next Ingham there is. But in the meantime, this report has just come to my attention. I have not yet read it. And I have quickly scanned the summary, the executive summary in the front. And it said that the Government Accounting Office had made four recommendations to the Department of Homeland Security, not to the Coast Guard, but to the Department of Homeland Security, which leads me to wonder why they are communicating with DHS rather than with the commandant of the Coast Guard. I will also find out the answer to that question. And in the meantime, there is great activity and a lot of press information coming out about the Chinese activity in the Arctic. I had a signal from my much-loved Captain Ron here on the Magical Isle of Vashon with an article about that, and I will comment more fully on that next week because my watch that needs to be wound at the same time every day so that I can use it as a hack watch when I take that 7-line cartwheel star fix and drop it down onto a paper chart tells me that at all of too quickly, we have come to the end of our time together. And so this is your Captain Joe. We never say goodbye. We say until we meet again, be assured that it is my wish, my hope, and my command that all of you who are traveling along with me will do so safely and stay out ahead of whatever vehicle it is that you're operating, whether it be an aircraft, whether it be a motor car, whether it be a dog sled or a snow machine, or it be a boat like my Midori. Stay out ahead of it. Have lookouts posted as far forward in the eyes of the ship as is practicable to warn us all of dangers ahead, because there are plenty of them out there, and they are this time white and cold and falling to the surface. Whiteout time. If you are a Great Lakes sailor, you know what a whiteout is, or an Antarctic sailor, or an Arctic sailor, you know what a whiteout is. So this is your Captain Joe. I will also myself be safe and out ahead of the whatever vehicle I am operating, and I send you all, telling you that you all are in the palm of my hand, and know that I am, as always, not only your captain, but also always on station and watching properly.